Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. In 1953, Frank Sinatra was at a crossroads, having just been dropped from Columbia Records and at quite possibly the lowest point in his career. The Voice bounced back by signing with Capitol Records, teaming up for the first time with arranger Nelson Riddle, and releasing a series of mature, full-length concept albums over the next 3 years. On this show, we'll highlight those four acclaimed albums: Songs for Young Lovers, Swing Easy, In the Wee Small Hours, and Songs for Swinging Lovers. It's Sinatra's early Capitol concept albums, coming up next on Afterglow.
I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream. And every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. And when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. There were two or three cars parked under the stars, winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. With each beam, the same old dream. And then I peeked through the crack, and I looked at that track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit. Have you every day, as
regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Frank Sinatra with Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer's I Thought About You, followed by Harry Warren and Al Dubin's You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me, both tracks from his 1956 Capitol concept album, Songs for Swinging Lovers. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're focusing on the first of many comeback stories for Frank Sinatra, exploring his turn to Capitol Records in 1953 and the highly regarded early concept albums he released for Capitol in those first few years. A decade earlier, in 1942, Sinatra turned from sideman with Tommy Dorsey's big band to solo artist and genuine superstar, signing with Columbia Records. The early part of his decade with Columbia was marked by great successes. He had dozens of hit singles, mostly with arranger Axel Stordahl, whose lush string arrangements helped define Sinatra's romantic sound. This also distinguished him from the other big band singers of his day. While with Columbia, Sinatra and Stordahl made one full-length album together, which would foreshadow his later concept albums for Capitol Records. Sinatra's first full-length album from 1946, released initially as a box set of four 78 RPM records, was titled The Voice of Frank Sinatra. Sinatra meticulously chose classic hits from the interwar period that could all tie together with a singular mood. Let's hear a bit from this very early concept album from 46. Here's Sinatra and Stordahl with You Go to My Head for Columbia Records on Afterglow.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go. Thank you. cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. The smile of Turner and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes, the song that Crosby sings. These foolish things remind me of.
You Go to My Head and These Foolish Things, two standards on The Voice of Frank Sinatra, Sinatra's very first full-length album for Columbia Records. This was a concept album of sorts, where Sinatra tried to tie all the songs together by a singular mood. This 1946 album was also a hit for Sinatra, but in the coming years, Sinatra faced a number of commercial failures. Columbia Records eventually began to see the singer as a relic of the wartime era, too sentimental and unable to compete with the novelty pop records that were dominating the charts. The former teen idol also became a bit of a punching bag in the conservative press, raked over the coals for his mafia ties and his illicit affair with movie star Ava Gardner. The man who was once the biggest star on the planet was now considered a liability, and Columbia did not renew Sinatra's contract. Two things brought Sinatra back into the spotlight and into the good graces of the public. One was his Academy Award-winning supporting role in From Here to Eternity in 1953. The other was finding a home at Capitol Records. He was 38 years old when he signed with Capitol. The Voice was growing up, and Sinatra wanted more than anything to record quality songs with quality arrangements. On his first album with Capitol, called Songs for Young Lovers, he did just that. Here's Sinatra from that album with the Rodgers and Hart standard My Funny Valentine. Listen in particular to how Sinatra is able to change moods so effectively, reacting to the arrangement. About halfway through, this sultry ballad turns into a hushed and delicate waltz. When we move back to the original time signature, Sinatra marks this by singing a note on the words "but don't" that seems to suspend time for just a moment. It's the kind of thing that only Sinatra could do so effortlessly. Here's My Funny Valentine on Afterglow.
My funny valentine, sweet comic valentine, you
make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Astound me. Mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings. I bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, as a glove and feeling
like someone in love.
Like Someone in Love, a track off of Songs for Young Lovers, the first album that Frank Sinatra released for Capitol Records. Songs for Young Lovers can be considered an early concept album of sorts, where all the songs have some common theme. Here, the mood is clearly set by the album cover. We have a portrait of the singer, now in his late 30s, illuminated by a lamppost, cigarette in hand, and donning his signature fedora from these years. He's serenading couples as they stroll, creating the relaxed soundtrack for young lovers, performed from a place of wisdom. Let's hear another track from this album. We'll follow this up with something a bit different, a carefree up-tempo number from Sinatra's next concept album called Swing Easy. But first, here's Little Girl Blue from Songs for Young Lovers on Afterglow.
When you were very young, the world was younger than you, as merry as a carousel. The circus tent was strung with every star in the sky, above the ring you love so well. Now the young world has grown old, gone are the silver and gold. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Old girl, you're through. Just sit there and count your little fingers. Unhappy little girl blue. Sit there and count the raindrops falling on you. It's time you knew all you can count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, old girl, you might as well surrender. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a tender blue boy to cheer up little girl blue? All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I get along without you? You took the path that once was my heart.
so why not? Why not take all of me? All of me. Come on, get all of me. Can't you see I'm just a mess without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Get a piece of these arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I ever make it without you? You know you got the part. Used to be my heart. So why not? Why not take all of me?
Frank Sinatra with All of Me, a song from the 1954 album Swing Easy. We'll hear more about Sinatra's early concept albums for Capitol Records in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. Stumpner'sBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I wanna lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took a part that once was my heart. So why not take all of me?
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at Frank Sinatra's early work with Capitol Records from the mid-1950s on this show. Sinatra moved to Capitol Records at a time when there was greater public interest in the new long-playing record. With the LP gaining traction, Sinatra was inspired to create something more suited to the new format. The result was a concept album, a collection of songs all tied together by a similar theme, idea, or mood. So far, we've heard mostly from Songs for Young Lovers, a collection of 8 songs on a 10-inch record, all with a similar relaxed, intimate, and romantic feel. Let's explore a little more of his next album, Swing Easy, from 1954. For this album, the unifying mood was the carefree up-tempo swing, a style that Sinatra perfected in his Dorsey years, but mostly abandoned while he was with Columbia Records, as he was too busy crooning ballads to spooning Bobby Soxers. Here's Sinatra from Swing Easy with the Vernon Duke song Taking a Chance on Love on Afterglow.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought that cars were a frame-up, I never would try. Now I'm taking that game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now,
We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Here I slip again, about to take that trip again. I got that grip again, taking a chance on love. Now I prove again that I can make life move again. I'm in the groove again, taking a chance on love. I walk around with a horseshoe, in clover I lie. And Brother Rabbit, of course you better kiss your foot goodbye. On that ball again, I'm riding for a fall again. I'm gonna give my all again, taking a chance on love. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe that it came from you. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And then I'll close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit down, write myself a letter, and make believe it came. I'll make believe it came from you.
Two songs from Swing Easy, a 10-inch LP from 1954. We just heard I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, and before that, Taking a Chance on Love. The real key to Sinatra's success at Capitol Records was arranger Nelson Riddle. Riddle was the young house arranger for Capitol when Sinatra arrived in 1953, having already worked with Nat King Cole. Sinatra wasn't sold on Riddle at first, preferring to stay with longtime arranger Axel Stordahl or perhaps work with veteran arranger Billy May. In fact, although Riddle was credited on Sinatra's first Capitol album, Songs for Young Lovers, he was really just the conductor. The arrangements were more or less holdovers from Sinatra's days performing live at the Riviera with George Serravo and his orchestra. The Capitol executives convinced Sinatra to work with Riddle, and eventually a musical partnership was born. Sinatra and Riddle would record 21 albums together over the next several decades. Let's hear a bit from their third collaboration together, In the Wee Small Hours, from 1955. Riddle's arrangements here take the Sinatra standard of lush strings, but complement Sinatra's increasing maturity with more complexity and subtlety than you would find with an arrangement by, say, Axel Stordahl. Here's Sinatra and Riddle with Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo on Afterglow.
You ain't been blue. No, no, no. You ain't been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling goes stealing down my shoes while I sit and sigh. Go long blues. Always get that mood indigo since my baby said goodbye. In the evening, when the lights are low, I'm so lonely I could cry. 'Cause there's nobody who cares about me. I'm just a soul who's bluer than blue can be. When I get that mood indigo, I could lay me down and die. You ain't been blue. No, 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 no. Never been blue till you've had that mood indigo. That feeling that goes stealing down, way down to my shoes, while sit around and sigh. Go long blues.
You're only
misleading. The sunshine I'm needing. And ain't that a shame? It's so hard to keep up with troubles that creep up from out of nowhere when love's to blame. So let me rest today. You're blowing me no good.
Two tracks from In the Wee Small Hours, the third album from Sinatra's days at Capitol Records. We heard Ill Wind and before that Mood Indigo. On In the Wee Small Hours, Sinatra took the concept album even further than on his previous two albums, Songs for Young Lovers and Swing Easy. For one, this is a 12-inch LP rather than a 10-inch one, containing many more songs. The album artwork resembles that of Songs for Young Lovers, depicting the singer with cigarette, fedora, and lamppost, but here he is alone against a blue-tinted street scene, reflecting the recurring themes on this album of loneliness and heartbreak in the nighttime. Sinatra would go even further with this idea 3 years later with his concept album Only the Lonely. Let's hear a few more tracks from In the Wee Small Hours, beginning with the title track. Here's Frank Sinatra with In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning on Afterglow.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most of all.
When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call. In the wee small hours of the morning, that's the time you miss her most. Last night, when we were young, love was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Last night, today, the world is old. You flew away, and time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this. A look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we
the nightingales could sing like you, they'd sing much sweeter than they do. For you brought a new kind of love to me. And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you,
I'd wanna sleep my whole life through. You brought a new love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen. Still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I am only a man. I would work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you. You brought a new kind of love to me. Queen, still you might understand that underneath it all, you're a maid and I am only a man. I would work and slave my whole life through if I could hurry home to you. You brought a new kind of love.
You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, a song from Frank Sinatra's fourth album with Capitol, Songs for Swinging Lovers, from 1956. Before that, two tracks from his third Capitol concept album, In the Wee Small Hours. We heard a moving and almost operatic rendition of Last Night When We Were Young, and before that, the title track from the album, In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning. We'll close off tonight's show with perhaps one of Sinatra's biggest hits from these early Capitol concept album days, Cole Porter's I've Got You Under My Skin. This particular track is the one that Frank Sinatra biographer Will Friedwald calls, quote, Sinatra's coup de grace of up-tempo masterpieces. And the arrangement is a masterpiece, especially during the first instrumental interlude. Frank told Nelson that he wanted a long crescendo in the middle of the piece, and Riddle took his inspiration from the crescendo in Maurice Ravel's Bolero, of all places. As the band builds, it comes to a climax with a gigantic solo from trombonist Milt Bernhardt. Here's that masterpiece arrangement and performance, Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle, with I've Got You Under My Skin on Afterglow.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause
I've got you under my skin. Anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. But each time I just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Frank Sinatra with I've Got You Under My Skin from the 1956 album Songs for Swinging Lovers. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.